Ina's been out on the campaign trail all week. One of her stops was Colorado, the traditionally red state where a Democrat is leading the race to succeed retiring Republican Senator Wayne Allard. That Democrat is longtime Congressman Mark Udall. His opponent, former Representative Bob Schaefer. Ina didn't run into snow in the Rocky Mountain state, but she did have to fight through a blizzard of negative ads.
Radical Islamic terrorists. They hate us and want us to die.
Colorado TV watchers have been inundated with ads like this one.
But Mark Udall, he voted no on the Patriot Act. No to funding body armor. No to strengthening border security.
There have been so many attack ads on so many subjects, Udall's just decided to make fun of them in a spot of his own.
Quick, lock your doors and hide. It's me, Mark Udall.
He can afford to make fun. He's still up about 8 points in the polls. It helps that he has a household name, at least in Western households. He's the son of the late Arizona congressman, Mo Udall. His uncle is Stuart Udall, also a former Arizona congressman and a cabinet officer in the Kennedy administration. Despite that Democratic pedigree, Mark Udall presents himself as a bipartisan, reach-across-the-aisle kind of guy at a campaign event with about 50 senior citizens in Aurora.
And I'm proud to stand up here and probably bore you with a long list. It's actually close to 50 pages of successful initiatives with Republicans and fellow Democrats in the Congress and in the state legislature.
But his Republican opponent, Bob Schaefer, wasn't in on any of those. Both men admit they weren't close when they served together in Congress. And there's no love lost between them in the current campaign. This is from their debate on the economic meltdown on NBC's Meet the Press. Udall speaks first.
This is the result of years and years of Republican leadership, or lack thereof, in Washington. Tax cuts for those who don't need it. Tax cuts for the oil companies.
I've been out of Congress for 6 years.
The Bush economic plan.
You've been there for 10. Tell us what you've done.
Let me finish.
Finish by telling us what you've done.
Since leaving Congress, Schaefer's been an oil executive. And the organization Vote Bets uses that to slam him in another of Colorado's ubiquitous attack ads.
I went to Iraq for my country. Bob Schaefer went to Iraq for a big oil company.
I tried to secure peace in Iraq. Bob Schaefer tried to secure an oil deal in Iraq.
Nevertheless, it was an endorsement from a military support group, Move America Forward, that brought Schaefer to a VFW hall in Colorado Springs, where he derided Udall's call for withdrawing troops from Iraq while touting his own national security credentials.
I am for winning rather than losing. I am for victory rather than surrender.
Colorado voters, says Schaefer, are in sync with his conservative philosophy.
From the standpoint of controlled spending, tax relief, and economic growth, conservative themes really are the mainstream values of our state.
Or at least they used to be, says independent pollster Floyd Cerulli. But since Colorado's economy started to slow down a few years ago, voters, he says, began changing their views.
And instead of wanting limited government and low taxes, the entire agenda began to switch to not how to limit government, but how to make it work.
That change in attitude, says Cerulli, was also due to an influx of new voters, young people, new citizens, people moving in from out of state. A lot of them have no party affiliation.
The unaffiliated voters tend to be the key, and they are breaking for the Democrats at least 10 percentage points, and in many cases, 2-1.
That's partly because Democrats have started running more conservative candidates. As a result, the once red state of Colorado now has one Democratic senator, a Democratic governor, and Democratic majorities in both houses of the state legislature. In the presidential race, Barack Obama leads John McCain in the polls. If Mark Udall maintains the lead he now holds, Colorado could give Democrats their long-sought-after foothold in the Mountain West. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.